right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. One of the most difficult aspects of hope is the waiting. The interesting thing is that waiting and not getting what we want right away does something to us. It makes us grow. It makes us stronger. We become more whole people. Think about it. A small baby doesn't have any understanding of the concept of waiting. The baby just lets you know when it wants something and doesn't stop until it gets it. A lot of us are still like that tiny baby. Romans 8:25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." The writer of this letter to the Romans was writing to encourage them, and now us, that there is great value in waiting. To live hope means to wait with patience, trusting that God is at work, loving us well, and doing something bigger in us than simply adjusting our circumstances.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is August 4th. On this Tuesday, let's say happy birthday to the people who are celebrating today. We'll begin with my friend Michelle Glanton over in Atlanta, Georgia. She's the wife of Dermond Glanton, an artist that we play here on this radio station. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Michelle. Miss April James is celebrating her birthday today as well. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Miss April. Happy 54th blessing for Miss Frida Ann Lede celebrating her birthday today. Mr. Dalton Olson celebrates his 28th birthday. Met him out in Phoenix, Arizona. Happy birthday to you, my friend. Mr. Tall Samuel, how you doing, my friend? He's celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Tall Samuel. It's my man right there. And Brother Danny Lair is celebrating his birthday today. What's up, D. Lair? Happy birthday to you. And to all the birthday people, we want to say happy birthday. If we didn't get to your birthday for some reason, we apologize. Please let us know in advance. We'll be glad to do your birthday. And so, for all the birthday people, we want you to definitely live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you run into any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe to do, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. This pandemic has me thinking, this thing should bring out the very best in all of us. It really should. And here's why. James 1, 2 through 4 says that we should count it all joy when we enter into different kinds of temptation, different kind of pressures. Not that it would be pleasurable, but we should count it as such. When things come against you, that's when you push all that much harder. You see, pressure is the thing that forces our faith to really show up. Where there's no pressure, we don't really need faith for anything. We can just kind of float around on flowery beds of ease. But this pressure has shown up, and guess what? The best in us should show up too. Now, quite the opposite sometimes happens in us, and that's unfortunate. But we should be in a position where this pressure causes the very best in us to show up. Now, there are three things to remember here, folks. We've got to push and go forward with the right motive, and love has got to be our motivation. That's the first thing. Secondly, the goal has to be the salvation of the world, because that's what God wants. He doesn't wish that anyone should be lost. And thirdly, when love is your motivation, you will get the results that you desire. And more importantly, you'll get the results he desires. Amen. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today on the Wade Hampton Show. It's always good when we get together. I'm looking forward to doing this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Lock your radio right where it is. We've got a good show lined up for you all day long. It's going to be something good right here. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Who is worthy to be praised?
I want to invite you to check out the Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation.